For the next 2 days, the most unusual friendship developed. Onka enjoyed hearing tales of the countryside, often thinking that perhaps this new life was going to be far more exciting than he'd originally thought. For Arthur, the friendship brought him a newfound confidence and self-belief. Who would have thought it? Arthur, the deluded warrior, actually had for his best friend, the Black Panther. When they had done with sharing their tales and childhood memories, they often would begin again at comparing each other's strengths and weaknesses. But whilst Onka was fascinated and jealous of Arthur's ability to fly, cursing his fur for not being feathers, Arthur was equally in awe of Onka's power and physique, and felt cheated that he would never get to feel the softness of the ground beneath his body, or roll in the grass, and damned himself for being a bird. It took until the second day of playing the comparing game for them both to conclude that perhaps, whatever they were, the wishing for something different would always surface.
Onka! Onka!
I'm over here. What is it?
I've brought someone who would like to meet you.
As Onka slowly emerged from the shaded area, his eyes met with the stocky frame of some kind of stripy pig. Although rude to stare, he couldn't help but be bemused by this creature.
Now, that is one hell of a coat you got there. Very snazzy. Are you new round here too?
Onka, this is Badger. The wisest of all the animals around here. I've told him all about you, and he wants to help and keep you safe.
Welcome, Onka. Arthur has been telling me about your fight for freedom and your cruel, caged past. You are among friends now, but there is a lot you will need to learn in order to stay safe. There are two kinds of humans that you need to be aware of. Firstly, there are the Taurs. These are the most hated kind, for they kill us for pleasure or enjoy seeing us scared. It would have been the Taurs that first captured you and put you in your cage. They sometimes visit Rutland Water, and we look out for each other. And that is the only way to survive. The second type are called the Seablees. These are in the main harmless. They visit us and for most of the time enjoy spying on us, but always beware that even this kind of human can never be trusted, ever.
Badger is going to show you around and introduce you to the others. It's important, Onka, if you want to stay and remain safe.
Well, hit me with what you've got, Badger. Let's go a-mingling.
Taking slow, meaningful steps, Badger led the way through the long grass and headed towards a reed bed which clung to the water's edge. Each head seemed to sway rhythmically like a metronome to the sound of the whistling wind, whilst the grasses danced to the same tune. Badger occasionally would stop, look skywards, and sniff the air with real purpose before returning to his methodical walking pace, with Onka following lazily behind and Arthur circling above them. Reaching a clearing amongst the reed beds, Badger took Onka to the edge of the water where they both stood in silence.